Hi, Joe.
Howdy.
Oh, do we have, thank you, Robbie. Thank you for getting the Joe Ardinger theme song going here. Very good. Now, to recap what's happened.
Hello, Joe.
There you go. Time for some Joe fun. We had these two jokers about a week ago, same night as the Brian Wilson concert, as a matter of fact. We had these great tickets given to us by the Hard Rock Cafe to go see Neil Diamond, you know, which we didn't care about, but a lot of people like Neil Diamond. And the thought was,
homo,
that we get two guys who are not homos to go to the movie, go to the show together, go to dinner together,
and sit next to each other at the concert.
And these guys, we had a lot of guys call and profess their love for Neil Diamond. Two guys really stood out,
yes,
and their names were Rick and Joey. Now, the people from the Hard Rock called the next day and said, you know, we never saw two guys coming into the suite, because it was not just tickets to the show. You got to go to the Sky Suite at the MCI Center.
We did not identify a couple of males.
Now, what we did was we didn't tell these guys right up front that we knew that they had done something hinky. They called in for the recap of how the show was, and then one of them, I don't remember which one is the honest one, Rick or Joey, but one of them ended up saying, listen, I took my wife,
right,
and the other guy and his wife just had some drinks.
Now, there's one, I saw both of these guys out in the lobby. One I would describe as taking his medicine, and the other I would describe as trouble.
Yes, absolutely.
The tall guy is trouble. Yeah.
Now, which guy, because one of them, this hurts me.
I know.
Right here. To the ticker. One of the guys is wearing a Green Bay Packers hat.
The guy with the Green Bay Packers hat is the cool guy.
That's a sympathy move, but yeah, he's okay.
That's the good guy. It's the other guy.
And I mentioned that to him in the lobby as well as I walked by. I said, hey.
Did he show you his picture of Dennis Murphy?
He did not.
All right.
That's another move.
I just saw the hat, and I said, that ain't going to work.
I'm pretty sure the guy that was, he's also the guy, he seems like a bigger fan of the show.
One of them was saying, we didn't lie. Remember, our story is that we didn't lie. And let's just nip this in the bud. The lie took place at the very beginning of the contest when they told us they were going to go to the concert together.
Yeah.
They came clean later, but they lied up front.
So,
fraud, Buzz.
That's
so
right.
We were on this RSO kick, which is just a nutty kick to be on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and tomorrow the lady who's had it on her Mercedes SUV for a week.
That's right.
Yeah, we're going to check her odometer.
She's coming by. We're going to be out in the garage level doing the second break of the show tomorrow live outside,
mm-hmm,
where we're going to check her car. We're going to check her odometer. And if, in fact, she has, as she says, faithfully driven this thing for a week.
I can't imagine what she's gone through.
She gets $1,000. So how can we make these two listeners, Rick and Joey, learn the rule that you just don't lie to us?
Yeah, you don't screw with LQ.
There's only one way. What was that?
A cell phone going.
From outside.
Oh, from outside. Okay.
It's time to put these boys to work.
I forgot that we've got the microphones outside. So what we've got, these sandwich boards, and they say, honk, I'm a registered sex offender.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to have them walk up and down the sidewalk outside the studio.
Right here, like in this little 15-yard space, so you and I can see them and
back
eyeball
and forth
them,
marching like they're on guard duty.
And they have to wave like Miss America, you know.
Wave and smile.
I think one time Letterman identified it as the screwing in a light bulb, mm-hmm, wave.
Yes, you know, sort of a cupped hand rotating
exactly
back and forth.
So, hi, Beth Ann.
She can do it.
Here she is. Now, Joe.
She was the cotton queen.
I can't see ya.
Come out now.
Yeah, come out to the front of the window.
All right, here we go.
Oh, and we are digitally photographing these, so you'll be able to see them when dynamicwebsite.com goes up with our all-new look.
Excellent. These are good signs.
Now, when they get by the window, Don, I'll identify which one is the troublemaker.
Good.
All right, there he is. Oh, that's Joe.
There's Joe in the lead.
Hi, Rob.
Keep walking, Joe.
Hello, Joe.
How are you?
All right, the tall guy is with the sunglasses, yeah. But he's doing it the right way.
So it's the guy with the Packers hat.
He's cool.
But he's playing he's playing the sympathy angle,
right?
Yeah,
because
bit.
He came in with the Packers hat and the Dennis Murphy stuff.
Uh-huh.
Trying to be friends.
Now they are weird. And I'll tell you, it's fun to watch them, but it's more fun to watch the reaction.
It's
Joe,
it's nice too because it's rush hour and the traffic is backed up, so everybody gets a good, nice slow look.
Now, Joe,
look at this lady.
Here's what you want to do.
She just locked her doors.
Oh wow.
Here's what you want to do, Joe.
Yes.
What you want to do is just lay the microphone on the ground,
right, okay,
on the sidewalk by where the guy is standing.
Now, there's this young lady in the minivan seems to get the joke.
Right. Now,
she's listening. And
we want to tell him for 5 minutes he's got to wave and say, hi, everybody. And it
now, we've
like
got
to
two of
that.
Them out there, right? So you want to keep the other guy off
you
the...
Know, they can do it together.
They can do it together, sure.
Joe, so get both of them out there. Get the microphone on the ground so we can hear them saying to people, hi. Hi, how are you?
Well, you'll have to really pump up the mic, because when it's on the ground, it's so far down.
Pump up the jam. Pump it up.
Don't worry. You're working with a mix master here.
There's the first honk.
Already we can hear.
Shall I put 5 minutes on the clock?
Joe, can you get him a little more centered in the window?
Yeah, I only see the one guy. Yeah, and Joe, there you go. Move a little more to your left, Joe. To your left. Joe, turn around the other way. To your left. Okay, to your right. There you go. Great. Joe, go about 1 foot more to your left. 1 more foot to your left. Put the microphone right on the crack of the sidewalk.
Very good.
What's he doing?
He's getting the mic.
Okay. Now, put each of the guys right by the mic. Turn the microphone around so it's pointing kind of at them.
Amazing.
How stupid he is. Is that what
you're doing? Joe.
I mean...
One of Fairfax County's finest just drove by.
We are just trying to orchestrate this. Now, for 5 minutes, Rob, start the clock. Guys, Joe, tell them they've really got to just be as animated as possible. Hi, look at us. Hi, look at us.
Just super friendly.
Sell it.
Super friendly, honk. I am a registered sex offender. There's another boy. The law seems to come around, don't they?
These guys are learning a lesson today.
I'll tell you, the joy of watching this is not listening to them as much as it's watching the reactions of people.
There's two reactions. There's speed up and there's stop.
Yeah. This lady has
and now,
going.
See, now,
looking at.
Now the problem is there's a red light. So
right.
There's a bunch of cars that are stopped.
Yes, imagine the discomfort level here.
Somebody honk for me. Come on. Honk, honk, honk. Nope,
nobody's... Yeah, there's the...
These guys have big, gigantic sandwich boards that say, honk, I am a registered sex offender.
This was a great idea to start with, but when it's you're seeing it in practice.
Come on.
Oh, now come on! You can't berate the drivers.
Now
kids.
Come on,
troublemaker!
Joe, tell them just to wave and say hi.
All right! Come on, honk, man, honk! All right!
This guy, the tall drink of water is trouble.
You're right.
Hey, big boy, El Horne.
Now there's a minivan that's, well, all the cars are stopped because traffic has stopped.
And I wonder if those are his normal sunglasses that he's wearing there.
Mike, I believe those are Folkleys.
Yeah.
Folkleys. And how about that? Faux. It really should be Fouts. you pronounce it Faux.
Fouts.
We got the horn coming, yeah!
These two douchebags.
Yeah.
Really, these two morons. These two absolute retards.
They are.
These are two guys who thought they could lie to us about scamming their way in to see goddamn Neil Diamond.
Yeah, think it was worth it?
You know, who's like me? Aren't you glad they scammed us now? This is better. This is better.
There you go.
Up the horn. These two idiots. Oh, do you see the guy? Give him the finger.
Yeah, well, they're wearing signs that say they're registered sex offenders.
I like the people waving.
People wave at anybody. Hey, honey, wave at the registered sex offender.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like when they cheer.
Give me some more.
Give me some more.
Yeah, send us out.
These two idiots.
They're doing a lot of ad-libbing, aren't they? That's the problem. They do a little too much thinking.
But they are definitely animated. They are waving with both hands. These sandwich boards that Beth Ann made are gigantic. it. Honk, I am a registered sex offender.
Come on. Come on.
And you'd be glad to know the signs are red, white, and blue. And people are definitely stopping. Well, listen, you could be a mile away and you
right.
could read this.
Absolutely.
But people are stopping as they get closer. It's almost like the look from a lot of people must be like, maybe this is kind of a work release.
Yeah, yeah, like this is because Joe looks. Doesn't Joe look like he's supervising?
Yeah, yeah.
But if it's like a work release thing, why are they dancing and waving on the side?
Exactly.
Right.
Well, I'm sure in certain countries, Don, in certain third world countries, perhaps this is the way people are punished.
Yes. Third world countries like Fairfax.
Right.
Yes, sometimes here.
Well, they've got about 45 seconds.
This lady has come to a complete stop.
And that's a guy who's just.
One guy goes by, hey, hey.
That guy just listening to the show.
Hey, hey. Ho, ho.
See the guy in the pickup. The guy in the pickup looks and reads it and can't believe. I mean, I can't describe the looks that
right.
these two idiots are getting.
The lady in the black car just shook her head ruefully.
That's the best part.
But uh-oh, there's a guy in a big Tacoma. Watch out, dudes.
Yeah, yeah.
Those windows are down.
He says, "No, I'm not shaking. I'm not honking." That's the first moment that I got actually nervous for this guy.
That guy looks like kind of a badass.
Yeah, he does.
That's a nice looking truck too.
Oh, now he's gonna. Isn't that a nice? That is a nice Toyota.
Pedestrians are now walking by these guys.
What about that? Some guy in dreads and his girlfriend just walked by. They don't even give it a second look.
Not even phased.
Another day in Fairfax.
Get the joke.
The joke. Come on.
Get the joke.
Come on.
Come on. Let me add a little bit of joke.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's
what did he do? What did he do?
No, it was a mom driving by, and she had her kids all leaning out, waving, waving at them. I swear to God.
Good Lord, woman, put them in a car seat.
Hey, well,
you should try. There's the guy go by. Horn didn't work.
Right.
Horn didn't work.
Horn, thank you. Come on.
Some people do. I love the different reactions.
Horn, honk. All right.
And the people that honk and they don't know that we're on the air.
There are people, I've seen people honk,
right.
And then they read the sign,
yep.
But it's all happening so quickly, they're driving by our studios at 20 miles an hour.
Yeah, so they're halfway home, and they go, geez, I just honked at a registered sex offender.
What am I supporting?
What am I supporting?
Exactly.
All right, Joe, tell them they're down to the last minute. Now they've got to dance.
Yeah, maybe do the pogo.
All right, come on.
Damn. Look at the one guy. Look at the one guy.
Retards.
Gavin, the Green Bay hat's better on so many different levels.
They are really dancing like a couple of idiots. After doing that, they go and raise the roof. Raise the roof.
Jumping jacks, maybe.
Oh, my God. And then you see the people from the other side of the street. Like that. Look at that old guy in the blue car.
I don't like it.
He's like, what the hell is that?
Oh, those are all the people that are stuck in the red light.
Wow. Now he's
and speeding away. I think that guy laid rubber.
Oh, my God.
Come on, Mama. Hey. Come on.
I believe.
Is it over?
I was over 5 minutes.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how much of that I can take. That's funny. That's disturbing.
Oh, yes.
I hope they learn their lesson.
But
something does.
Yes, yes, she does. Oh,
Joe.
Joe.
Hey, they're still going.
Hello, Joe.
Joe, they seem pretty cool with it. Now let's get the after report.
Let's
from,
see if they learned their lesson.
From Joe. Joe, go ahead and interview them about this,
okay, guys.
This incredible process.
So how was it out there today?
It's hot.
Very hot.
Joe, you might want to ask them what they've learned.
What have you learned after all of this?
Don and Mike are radio gods. And my mom lives in West Horrington.
And how about you, Ricky?
My mom's from Toronto.
I think they've learned their lesson, guys.
Mm. Now, Joe asked them, tell them we could only see. It seemed that a lot of the people were fans of the show, and they were honking like in support. A lot of people gave them the finger. Asked them what was the best and what was the worst that they got from people.
All right, Joey, what was the best or the worst that you got, reaction you got from people?
Finger. I think that was that was the best and the worst at the same time.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Ricky?
I would have to say the best was the fans that come by and knew we were here and gave us some big honks.
Big honks.
And I like the girl that went by with just her thumb down.
And now, what do you guys think this guy in the Isuzu or whatever it is thinks? This guy in the purple car right in front of you?
He's pretending we're not here.
See, the traffic has stopped again, so there's a car. These guys are standing 2 feet away from this guy's car.
The guy is, like, making a point
to
ignore.
He was actually very close to the center line, as far away from the curb as he could be.
Wow.
Uh-oh, here come more pedestrians.
A lot of people are ignoring, which to me is the funniest thing of all.
More pedestrians that just walk right by.
Just walking away.
Just walk by.
Keep them away. Keep the strange men away.
They're feeling pretty good about closing on that house, aren't they?
Look at these two.
These two. I think you could leave them out here till 7.
These two idiots have no problem doing this.
Right.
And they're continuing it now. I mean, they're as sure. far as we're concerned, their penance is over.
They've paid their price, Joe.
Yeah, Joe, tell them they're off the hook.
Oh, off. I forgot to tell you guys. You're all done.
Oh, they know. They're pretty anxious to get back inside.
And the signs come off.
Their signs are off as soon as they were on.
Keep those handy.
Wow. Jesus Christ.
And the one guy was very Baltimore, wasn't he? He was like, come on. Come on. Come on.
Not
Roy,
since,
boy me.
Not since the days that we took Joe Misko outside and duct taped him to a tree.
Yeah. We duct taped him to a tree one time, shaved his chest, put honey on it, and live crickets.
I don't know if I've seen anything really as goddamn funny as that.
That's delightful.
And the entire time. Oh, I wish our website was up tonight. I wish it was up tonight.
Soon, that was a
soon.
Wonderful penance that they paid. I like that. I really, really enjoyed that. And you know what, Bethann? No real need to throw those signs away.
Yeah.
I agree.
Keep them in the closet.
They're good punishment signs.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. Yeah. It's for anybody else that maybe wants to screw with the
those
show. I think that's a good idea.
Let's keep them in Paul Gorgie's office.
That's for the someone. Seal?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's Rick and Joey. They have officially paid off their debt to not only society, but to our show. Paul, would you just... Stupid seal. Listen. Come here. I got a treat for you, Paul Gordon.
Oh, he's got the phone in his hand.
I
don't know how that seal survived the show. That's Paul amazing. Gordon.
Well, that's Rick and Joey, and that's them with their signs outside. And now there they go. Now they're going home.
Oh, they're leaving?
Ah, one of them brought down a guitar case. Isn't Damn. That sweet? Like we have time to listen to your drivel.
See you later, fellas.
And you mean that in the nicest way.
I just hope there's not a gun in that guitar case. He's not like Al Capone or something.
No. It's not goodbye, assets. It's so long.
Anyway, there they go.
Wonderful.
Oh, we're running so late. Yeah. I bet all these calls are people who saw them. That's what I'm guessing. I don't know. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yes, Don and Mike. Hi.
Hey, my name's Sal from Brooklyn. I think those guys, man, they did us wrong, you know?
Is he telling a joke?
What is your point, sir? This is a bad call.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's not a bad call.
What's going on?
How you doing, man?
Explain yourself, please.
Sal from Brooklyn.
Sal, you said that before.
You're on the air, Sal.
I think you heard that one. This guy's really did us wrong, man. I was ready to sing some good songs, and these guys come over there and steal the whole show, huh? I think that
he's he's saying he's Neil Diamond.
What's that?
Oh my God!
I guess.
Jesus. Thank you once again, Buzz. Yeah. Thank you for speaking, idiot.
Yeah, I speak.
That's Brooklyn fantastic when you can translate those minds. That's really a gift.
Or curse.
Yeah, I mean you could go on tour with some concert. It's amazing.
Perhaps Neil Diamond.
You speak idiot sometimes.
I
Hello.
Do.
Don and Mike show.
Yeah. Hey, thanks very much for the justice.
Ah, very good.
There you go. Thank you. And justice for all.
Mm-hmm. Texas justice.
I was one of the people who got on and sung, and I got out because
Same.
My wife couldn't come.
Right.
So I'm glad to see that.
All right. Amen.
I remember you with that same grammatical error.
Thank you.
I was one of the guys that got on and sung.
Mm-hmm. I'm out of order. You're out of order. This whole court is out of order.
Texas justice.
We'll be right back.